This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, we take a look back at 2019 at some amazing research that took place at Arkansas State University, and also look forward to 2020 and what the new year and new decade will bring. Joining me for this review is Executive Director of Research and Technology Transfer at Arkansas State University, Emily Devereaux, and Vice Provost for Research and Technology Transfer and the Executive Director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute at Arkansas State University, Dr. Tom Risch. Dr. Risch, your thoughts on 2019. It's been a big year for research at Arkansas State in 2019. Let's kind of talk about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so 2019 has been a big year for research. We've had successes all across campus, from the humanities to the sciences and engineering. One example is we had our first patent issued for the College of Engineering and had a little celebration about that. David Jung, who was the first patent recipient in the college. Mm-hmm. We had our first license agreement to one of our faculty who has a startup company called Nature West. It's Fabrizio's company, and that's been very successful. And one of the great things about 2019 has been that we've been strategic planning. And the university has identified research as one of the five areas to set goals around. So as we finish that process, we look forward to 2020 and rolling that out. And we're starting to look at more research centers for our campus, be they in AI or agriculture or rural studies, rural revitalization. We're really excited about those prospects and organizing faculty across disciplines into these research centers moving forward.
And kind of your thoughts, Emily, on this year.
This year, something that has been exciting is seeing the level of engagement and support for research be elevated, you know, not just within the campus, but externally to our community partners, industry, government, nonprofit organizations. Our community as a whole has been very engaged with Arkansas State, with both the faculty and the students. And there has been a lot of support, from within to provide, resources and motivation to keep plugging ahead for their research and scholarly and creative works, and how it has really benefited our community and gaining more knowledge within their disciplines, both from faculty and students. We've seen a large increase in student engagement, too, for research.
Yeah, we've had, especially here at the end of the year, we've had a lot of excitement from undergraduate research in particular. So we have 21 abstracts, is that right, Emily?
We had right over 20 abstracts.
Mm-hmm. Submitted to the National Undergraduate Conference, Research Conference.
Mm-hmm. Which is the premier undergraduate research and creative conference nationwide.
Wow.
Yes, so, and we have close to, well, right over 30 that are potentially going to be presenting within those 21 projects at the national level.
So right now our big challenge, the meeting's in Montana. It's in Montana State University this year. Mm-hmm. So we're actively looking for support for all these students. We hope to work with our advancement office, and maybe somebody hearing this might want to support a student to go to Montana in March when the meeting is.
You know, that is definitely a good problem to have,
yes,
to have so much stuff going on. And that's kind of really what the whole goal has been, I know, to build this up to where you've got just tons of students that are going.
Definitely. You know, where there's a will, there's a way, and we'll find a way. But the students, you know, we've had support dedicated within the university. We're looking for external support. And our plan is to get all of the students there, and we'd really like the faculty mentors to attend who can do it as well.
Right.
We're going to need some help organizing all these students when we get there.
That's right.
And we've also, through Emily's leadership, initiated some undergraduate research assistants through our office that are being funded.
We do. So the undergraduate research assistantship program is new this year for Arkansas State. And it the faculty members actually identify the undergraduate students. Mm-hmm. And they apply to this program to support a $1,000 stipend for the student to participate with the faculty mentored, the faculty's research or scholarly or creative works. And that has really grown on campus. There's been a lot of participation in that. A lot of faculty have applied for that, and that will continue in the spring and summer as well. And we've also brought a new program for student research and creative grants, and those are both for undergraduate and graduate students. So what we had dedicated for the year for these student research and creative grants, we had more applications just in the first round than what we had committed to support for the whole year. So we've been finding ways to get those funded.
Wow. Yes,
but that shows that excitement from both students and the faculty on campus to really engage in their disciplinary research and creativity.
Yeah, so as Emily mentioned, there's been support from all different places, and some of these programs we were just speaking about, we got additional support from the provost office, and the faculty and students stepped right up to the plate, and we allocated every penny because we had so many applications. And not only the faculty member mentors stepped up, but we had faculty around campus review these grants. So it's all merit-based programs. So it's a lot of hard work, and we're very appreciative for the faculty for mentoring the students, for helping us review proposals, taking the students to conferences. There's just been a lot of excitement, and we couldn't be happier to be part of it.
Emily Devereaux and Dr. Tom Risch joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU, and also on the Created State podcast, which it's hard to believe here that as we are approaching the 70th episode here pretty soon of the Created State podcast, there's been a lot of research that we've been featuring here on the podcast over 2019. When you kind of take a look back at the research, what would be some of your favorite things that you might think, man, that was just really, like for me, for example, I really enjoyed going out and being able to learn more about the Bird Observatory at Arkansas State University, which was something that I did not know that we even had on campus. And that was really some examples of things that over the year you've been like, you know what, these students and this faculty, this partnership is just outstanding.
One that really stands out to, I mean, all of them. I enjoy listening to all of them, and I listen to them on repeat, too, because they just make me proud. I'm so proud of our A-State faculty and students. They help you get up of the morning and get going. But one that really brought me to an emotional reaction, actually, too, was one from Connor Scroggins, mm-hmm. the one with Connor Scroggins and Dr. Timothy Christ, and how he composes. And, you actually highlighted his piece, and he talked about, you know, his methods and how he brought it to be, and knowing, too, that a nationally acclaimed group is coming to our campus in the spring and is going to perform that piece. That's a big deal.
That's awesome.
He's also one of the abstract applicants that was submitted for the National Council on Undergraduate Research Conference. So he has applied to be able to perform and talk about his composition
at the national level. Which would be great to get him back on the podcast to be able to kind of talk about that. That'd be great.
But
that'd
be perfect. Kind of that star from that creativity side, you know, showing that engagement there.
Yeah, Dr. Christ and I were just talking about that all yesterday. He's very proud of Connor, and it's just fantastic work.
Good deal.
I've been impressed with some of the students in the humanities that have been publishing, which is very unusual for mm-hmm. undergraduates in the humanities.
The one, Nathaniel Grimes,
exactly.
who has published in a high impact journal that it's hard, you know, his faculty mentor said, you know, it's hard for a tenured full professor to get into that journal. And here we are, we have a mentored undergraduate researcher in history that right. has a wonderful publication. That's big work.
That's huge. Yeah, that's huge.
No, we're really proud of our students and our faculty, and it's been their hard work that allowed this year, one of our big events was being named an R2 institution. So we're now considered a national research university. So it's been a big step for us, and we're enjoying the faculty getting even more excited about that and wanting to keep that status for us and to continue to climb in our recognition among the R2 institutions in the country.
You know, what I really enjoy is hearing about how like, for example, one of the examples is the Bearcats in biotech, kind of the from Brooklyn. When you're able to bring in high school students who may not even think that research is something that they may want to do, and now they're doing it. That's just one of many examples of what Arkansas State is doing to be able to reach out and hopefully get high school students to think, you know what, I could work in the ABI, I could work, you know, wherever, I could do this. You know, real-world research that we're doing here at Arkansas State University.
Yeah, and we're actually expanding that program to include more high schools. Shea Harris over in ABI has just done an amazing job with that, along with Maureen Dolan. And we're very thankful for Candace Campbell for getting us thinking this way. She's a teacher in the Brooklyn, she's a Bearcat, and she brought us this idea that we embraced and ran with. And now we've had some donor support to expand that program. So we're looking to get graduate students involved to be kind of the near-peer leaders for the high school students and have them someone closer to their age group that they can inspire to and also find it easier to talk to than the faculty member. And then we have this whole tiered mentoring system from mm-hmm. faculty member all the way through to the high school students, and we're really excited about that. So both of the students that completed that program this spring have now completed their first semester in universities, and they're both still involved with research. So you can just imagine, you know, from the general population of high school students, these students, their chances of being research scientists has absolutely skyrocketed. And it's just really great to be part of that and watch how well the students do when given the opportunity.
Yeah, and tons of more abstracts for Emily. And I know that makes you excited because you'll be able to kind of go through and tell us about that, because I know that when you take a look at all of the abstracts, all the research that's going on, it must blow your mind of all the work that's taking place, and especially when you got high school students who are working now with the faculty and with graduate students and all that. That just must be mind-blowing to be able to see what all is going on, Emily.
It's great to see it, but one of my favorite parts of my job is working with them each day, because they come in my office. Some days it's on the hour I'm working with the students, and we're working on their abstracts. We're trying to find opportunities that really fit their interest, you know, and getting them involved with the faculty mentor. But, you know, coming in and working on those abstracts and, you know, finding ways to disseminate their project or those next steps, you know, so I've completed this, what does this lead into? That's a really rewarding part of my day. I'm very thankful for those moments.
I know you already have your eyes on Created State 2020.
Yes, the symposium's coming up in April.
Yes, it is. And it's hard to believe. I know y'all are doing a lot of work on that already. Because that really is a year-round process for you. I know it is. And for other faculty members.
It is. Well, you know, it's a year-long program. And then culminating into the symposium, it can't help but be a year-long process that just keeps evolving. This year, some of the new things for Create It State that you'll see is at the symposium is that you'll see online students presenting. We have the mechanisms for them to be able to participate in the symposium itself from the distance. You're also going to see high school students coming in and engaging with our students. You know, really that peer-to-peer and learning more about what you can do as soon as you get to college. You know, and just like with the Bearcats program, what can I do before I get to college? How can I get involved? Those are important parts of the symposium because really putting a visual out there and showing what great works. It's such a showcase. There's even more industry and alumni involvement this year. Advancement has already been working hard with that engagement piece. And you're going to see student, you know, from student leadership, student affairs has and Brian Terry's group have been very supportive of Create It State, and you're going to see more hands-on from those areas this year as well.
So we're really looking at it to be a public event this year. So in addition to having potential students from high schools come visit us that day, we would love for parents to bring their kids, come visit, see what goes on in Arkansas State campus. It's 3 days when you can learn more about what students do on our campus than any other time during the year. So that's really encouraged if anybody wants to come out. What are the dates, Emily?
April 20th through the 22nd.
Okay, so go ahead and put that down in that. Mm-hmm. So the 20th through 22nd. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to conducting a lot of interviews in that. That's going to be a lot of fun to be able to do that. When you think of 2020, I know we've talked about this some, but when you think of all the things that are coming up, Dr. Risch, what's the thing that really excites you the most about 2020?
I think it's the idea to start organizing some of our researchers into centers. We have so many brilliant researchers, but we're starting to get identified groups that work on common areas. So we are actually working through our first proposal, and it's a proposed center right now. We'd like to target July 1st for an opening for a center of no boundaries thinking, which is an application of AI across disciplines at a very deep level. So the idea is we have a group of about four or five experts in using artificial intelligence to ask certain kinds of questions. The center will allow other faculty to get involved in different subject areas, and they're the content experts. So by bringing that contact expert to our AI group, we think we can use the most advanced AI applications available to address questions in new and exciting ways. And so 2020, I think, is going to be the year of the research center, that we're going to really embrace that concept for our campus.
That does sound very exciting, Emily.
It does. It does. It provides, you know, both the faculty and the student research engagement. It provides more support for that research. And it shows people on campus from the different disciplines how they fit with each other. You know, there's not silos. We're a campus that is really threaded in and out. And that's what research is about, is thinking through those things and thinking big and beyond those boundaries, those barriers that have been artificially set before.
And we, you know, we have so many areas of excellence on campus. And by developing these centers, it's our hope that we'll become known for specific areas of research. So right now, the ABI is well known for campus. It's a big building, you know, very, very distinguishable with the greenhouses on top. But beyond ABI, there's many areas of really, really special national level research expertise that we want to develop and organize into these centers. So that's an important aspect of our strategic planning moving forward.
And I would think that with the opportunities will also increase, I would imagine, when you're looking at when you have, as the system itself continues to grow out with Henderson State coming in to the system, with College of the Ozarks now being, I'm sorry, College of the Ouachitas now being ASU Three Rivers now. And as it continues, I would imagine that those research opportunities and the research partnerships continue to grow as well. Would that be, what do you think about that?
I think it's exciting times with the growth of the system. So you're right. We can start looking at system levels, workforce development kind of grants, and continuing professional training with our changing economies. One of the things that's predicted is the number of solar panel installers that we'll need. So it's a very specific technical skill that we could develop with our community partners for workforce development.
Before we let you run, Emily, anything else you'd like to add, please?
We're just looking forward to our new decade. You know, this is the, you know, and what's kind of special is this coming symposium is the 10th symposium. This is a decade of symposiums, and look how we've grown. So 2020 just has the momentum to move forward. And I would say that we're blessed on this campus for the leadership from, you know, Dr. Utter and Dr. Risch, and bringing up, you know, these opportunities for research and the collaborative and partnership approaches that's involved. So,
very good. Anything else, sir?
Well, it's an absolute honor to work with our faculty and our students on research, and I think I have the best job on campus, and I'm very grateful to having Emily and our whole staff in the office, and also you, Jonathan. I think other than us, you might know research better on our campus than anybody right now.
I second that.
From doing these podcasts, and research is one of those things that unless people know about it and use it, it's worthless. So by helping tell us a story, you're making this research reach the community and have more of an impact. And we're very grateful. We're very thankful for this partnership on the podcast.
Me too. And I'll tell you, this is going to be fun. We're going to start 2020 next week talking about global research on the oceans.
Fantastic.
With Dr. Paul Sickle. Yeah. We're going to have that as he talks about parasites and oceans and the global research that's going on. What a way to kick off 2020. We're going to do that coming up.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. All right. So thank you both so much. Happy New Year to both of you, and we'll be talking to you soon. Emily Devereaux is Executive Director of Research and Technology Transfer at Arkansas State University, and Dr. Tom Risch is the Vice Provost for Research and Technology Transfer and the Executive Director of Arkansas's Bioscience Institute at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. Now, to hear more interviews like this one, you can always subscribe to the Created State podcast at the Created State podcast page at kasu.org. It's also available on Spotify. It's on iTunes or Google Play. Wherever you get your podcasts is where you can get this podcast. And so you please subscribe. And also you can listen on the NPR app and tell others about the Created State podcast. And also give us a review. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes that allows this podcast to go two more ears. We'd love to hear from you as always. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU.